As I read Ecclesiastes and Epictetus, I felt spiritually strong and mentally ready to deal with whatever was to come. Acceptance of death and cancer did not mean I intended to give up. Just the opposite. I was prepared to fight cancer, not out of fear of dying, but out of joy of living. By the time Dale walked in the front door, we knew the top oncologists and research hospitals in the country. We also recognized that we had made two decisions years earlier that made our battle plan easier. 2 years before, we had purchased a catastrophic health insurance policy providing PPO coverage for our family. This meant I could go to any doctor in any state for treatment, and the policy paid for unlimited treatment regardless of cost after we paid the annual deductible. The PPO meant freedom to choose. In catastrophic illness, freedom or lack of it predetermines destiny. 10 years earlier, I had purchased a life insurance policy with an accelerated death benefit that paid 50% of the policy if I were diagnosed with a terminal illness with a high probability of death in fewer than 6 months. Within 3 weeks of my diagnosis, I received a check from the insurance company. The money meant freedom to seek out the best medical treatment and fly across the country to see doctors. It also allowed me to consider options outside the United States, if needed, in places where cancer researchers, unencumbered by the FDA, were pushing the envelope on cancer treatment and surgery. While the cancer diagnosis was mine alone, Dale and I would share the battle. We had been married 32 years, and we had been true comrades from the start. Meeting in an IBM marketing class in Endicott, New York, and fighting for first place in class. I had been elected president of the class, but Dale edged me out for first place. That playful competitiveness developed into a fun, jovial friendship. We also discovered we had much in common. He'd spent the first 5 years of his life in rural North Dakota, his father a farmer and his mother a homemaker. His parents emphasized honesty, respect, hard work, and Christian values. We loved being together from the moment we met and were married 3 months later. Dale's beloved 46-year-old mother was dying of breast cancer, and his Lutheran minister married us in the hospital chapel so his mother could attend. She died a few weeks later. As soon as Dale was home, I felt a sense of peace. While we wished this wasn't a battle we had to face, we were stronger because we had each other. Our children arrived within hours of Dale's return. Twins, Whitney and Stephanie, and my brother Edmund's daughter, Sarah. Her sister, Rebecca, was living with a cousin and attending high school in Minnesota. She was a few weeks away from graduation, and we decided to not spoil her senior year until we knew more. We'd helped raise Sarah and Rebecca after their father died, when they were 2 and 4. We loved them like our own. The moment we were all in one room together, everything shifted from controlled, rational thinking to pure, overwhelming emotion, which swung wildly from sharing joyous memories and laughing to clinging to one another and crying our hearts out. When we could cry no more, we resumed our preparation for battle, arming ourselves with information and preparing ourselves emotionally for the worst possible news. We knew a biopsy of the tumor was critical. We had an appointment with an oncologist the next day. We dressed up for the appointment. "I want them to know I am healthy and capable of saving," I explained to my family as I fussed with my makeup and hair. Dale wore a suit and the girls their Sunday best. And as an exhausted, panicked, scared group of five, we were piled into a small, cramped examination room with a very young medical resident student who started asking what we considered to be irrelevant and senseless questions. He seemed to be completely unfamiliar.